The Night It Rained Tears, on this moment of Indiana history. 1977 was an exciting year for men's basketball at the University of Evansville. The school was playing its first season at the Division I level, with new coach Bobby Watson and a group of talented young players ready to guide the Aces into a new era. But on December 13, 1977, the season of new beginnings came to a tragic end. A plane chartered to take the team to a game in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, crashed just 90 seconds after takeoff from Dress Regional Airport. All 29 on board were killed. Witnesses say the DC-3 struggled to gain altitude on takeoff and clipped a tree in a neighboring subdivision before crashing into a hillside. Authorities set up a makeshift morgue in a community center downtown. A headline in the Evansville Sunday Courier and Press dubbed December 13th, "The Night It Rained Tears." A National Transportation Safety Board investigation determined the crash was caused by a rudder control lock that was not removed prior to takeoff. Ironically, one player who did not make the trip due to an ankle injury was killed in an auto accident 2 weeks after the plane crash. Today, a memorial plaza on the University of Evansville campus honors those who died in the crash. A fountain there is said to resemble a weeping basketball. This program is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the Indiana Experience, a new way to live history. Located at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center on the canal, downtown Indianapolis. Information at indianahistory.org.